Welcome to Love in Brief, a brief ABDL advice podcast focused on issues of love. That's love for yourself, that's love for your others, that's love for your community. And I am Resonant Yes, and today I have a special guest host and very close friend, Teddy Bear, who's joining me. Teddy, welcome. I'm so glad to have you as our guest host today.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. Yeah, so my name is Teddy. You know, I've listened to Love and Brief for years. I was even on a podcast, I think it was last year. Great, great resource. I advocate everybody in the community listen to this, and it's an honor to be here.
Well, I'm really thrilled to have you. And you essentially produced this episode because you brought me this topic and these amazing guests. So I thought we'd do something a little different. I would like to introduce you and ask you about your love. And then I wonder if you would like to introduce our guests.
Great. Sure.
Does that work?
Happy to do it. Yeah. Thanks. So
tell me about your love.
Thanks. Yeah. So my love is right now for adventure. So I am actually on the 40th day of a road trip across the United States.
Wow.
And it has been the time of my life. You know, I'm in a period of my life where this just happened to work out. I'm in a bit of a transitionary phase of my life, and this is my dream. And so I've been able to make it happen. And so, I mean, just the wonder of seeing a sunset or a mountain vista just brings me such life. And to be able to go and do that right now has just filled me with such joy. So, yeah, I would say my love for adventure right now is pretty top of mind.
Your love for adventure is absolutely contagious. Because I get on my Instagram every morning and I look at your story and I get to see your amazing pictures from all over this beautiful country. And I had no idea these like incredible vistas that are just available to us for those who are willing to get in a car, truck, or plane and go see them. Like I thought I had seen the United States. I have not seen it the way you've seen it. You're camping, you're hiking, you're coast to coast. The most beautiful splendor of nature, and I get to enjoy it remotely. So I love your love.
Well, if you get an $80 national park pass, the sky's the limit, right? You can visit any park with that. Everything, there's wonder at every corner. So, and I have this strange geographic memory where I can just remember where I've been, wherever, and to be able to just, you know, plan it all out and share that with others has been so rewarding. And, you know, if anybody ever has any questions about where they want to travel, you know, it's a passion of mine too, to do travel planning. So happy to help.
That is such a crazy cool offer. I hope people take you up on it because you are very, very good at it. And I need to take you up on it because I have been to exactly one national park, maybe two in my life. And the fact that it's only $80 to access all of that's crazy. Yeah. So this is our episode on national parks here on Love and Brief.
Yes. Yes.
So Teddy, I would love it if you would introduce our guests and talk a little bit about what it was that inspired you to bring them and invite them to Love and Brief.
Absolutely. So our guests today are AB Dealing, and they are one of my close friends now. They have actually started a support group, and I will let them absolutely talk more about that when they come on the podcast here in a sec. But I was in a long-term partnership for, I'd say, you know, 12 years, really. And early on, I disclosed to my partner that, you know, I was ABDL. And just that simple act is basically transferring my secret, to them. And that's great and all. And you know, I can share my story at some point, but it went well. You know, they were very accepting and open about it. But then what, right? Like, what are the resources available for them now that I've bestowed the secret upon them? Right? And we talk a lot about the process of how do you open up to your partner as the ABDL. But then, again, the flip side of that is, well, now what does the non-ABDL partner have in their corner? You know, they can't go to family. They can't go to friends. And so my partner many times expressed to me, I wish I had somebody to talk to. And at the time, I was not active in the community. I didn't have friends. I didn't have these great people that I've met across the country in my life yet. And so when I heard the story here, you know, I was really excited about it. And again, I'll let them absolutely introduce the whole topic here, but really excited to have them on here. And I hope that this this is helpful for so many folks out there, you know, whether you are the ABDL or, you know, trying to support your partner or the plus one, as we're going to call it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, that's an amazing introduction. So ABDLing, thank you for joining. And you brought your partner as well, Switchy Dips. Thanks to both of you for coming on Love and Brief.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for having us.
Hey, y'all.
So I got to hear more about this. And I'm so glad that Teddy brought you to me and to us here on Love and Brief, because we don't talk about this enough. This is a podcast about love in the ABDL community, and we often focus on the person who has an ABDL kink, right? We don't focus enough on their loved ones and partners, and that's something y'all have chosen to do. What got it started?
Such a great question. I think Teddy really introduced it well. That was a lot of my mindset behind wanting to create these groups. But essentially what happened is that I was originally a plus one into the community. So Switchy Dips introduced the community to me.
Guilty.
Pretty.
High five.
Probably a couple months into us dating. And then I found that I was kind of in this, like Teddy said, kind of like this secret pact, right? Like I couldn't talk to my friends about it. I couldn't talk to his friends about it. I couldn't talk to my family about it. And, you know, acknowledging that there are some people who that is comfortable for them at that point, that wasn't comfortable for me. And so I had this weird bind where I was everything, all the feelings that I had about it, positive, negative, neutral, whatever, the only person I felt like I could process those feelings with was my partner. And that's not always helpful, because sometimes there's completely valid feelings of like, this isn't my thing right now, or this part makes me uncomfortable. And those are totally valid feelings for plus ones to have, and also really harmful feelings for their ABDLs to hear. Mm. And so I have had this kind of idea in my mind for a while now of trying to create a space where folks who are in that same situation can have a common place to talk to each other and have some experiences, have some, oh yeah, I felt like that at first and here's what I did that made it feel better. Like, oh, here's a like tip and trick I have for changing that makes it easier for me, whatever that looks like. And then that kind of in the same vein, I decided to also start the ABDL support group that's in person as well. So it's kind of like a two-pronged approach.
So yeah,
So when I first heard about this, I believe it was the plus one group was also an in-person group, but my understanding is that there's now an option online to join this group.
Yeah, so that's correct. The ABDL group is in person at ABDLer. Plus ones group, we started doing in person, then we're having some trouble getting people to come in. And I think it makes sense, you know, it's hard to get a plus one who might already be hesitant about the community to walk through a diaper store and then talk about their feelings. And so we transitioned that to Discord. So it's entirely on Discord now, on like an audio only server. So it's just an audio chat. So hopefully that the, you know, barrier to entry is a little lower. People can join from their homes. They don't have to use their faces. They can use whatever names they want that they feel comfortable with. I never ask anybody to use their real names or to identify any, you know, information about themselves that could be tracked in any way. So yeah, we've had a little bit more success having it on Discord. I think we're still kind of getting it going. It's been like a slower to go than the ABDL support group, but it's kind of my little baby. I'm like, so, you know, no pun intended, but but it's the one that I feel really connected to and really strong about the need for it in the community. So I'm excited for it to continue to blossom.
Oh my gosh. I'm all smiles over here. Like for those who have listened to the podcast before, they know I have a passion for people who see a need in the community and just make something. And you saw a need and just made something. And then you saw that need morph and change and you made something else, which is so cool. That like, yes, we wanted to do this ABDL support and then we wanted to do it in person. And then we saw that there was a need for Plus One. And then we saw that there was a need for Plus One and not in the middle of this public forum and walking through a diaper store. Like that just screams to me of empathy and feeling other people's perspectives. And certainly since you yourself are, you know, what we're calling Plus One, you've probably had some of those feelings at one time or another.
Yeah. And I mean, I'll clarify that. I think at this point, you know, when I do my introductions in the groups, I say that I fall somewhere between a Plus One and a lifer. Mm. You know, I don't fully feel like I have a foot in either camp. I'm a little bit in between. So it's kind of an interesting place to be, but also enables me to sit in the Plus Ones group and moderate the Plus Ones group. And if there's kind of microaggressions or really negative talk about ABDLs, I can kind of handle that. And it doesn't feel like it hits to something that's like super core to who I am and what I've known since I was 2 years old or anything. Yeah. And I can also run the ABDL support group because I understand pieces of that as well. And you know, I'm not completely removed from the community in that way either. So it's this interesting like middle ground that allows me to do all of these things.
So Switchy Dips, I would love to hear, you know, your side of this. How did you first introduce your partner to the kink and, you know, how did that go from your perspective?
Well, I first introduced them via a text message while I was at work. While we'd been flirting for a long time, because I'm an idiot.
It's funny. You know, I didn't want to jump in with judges, but I was like, oh, text message from work.
Yeah. I mean, we'd already been clicking and had, you know, a handful of false starts. We were good friends before we started dating. So it felt like a safe space. But in general, I mean, things progressed slowly. I had attempted to onboard people into the ABDL community multiple times and failed. And just took it slow. And luckily, the person next to me is someone that I'm continually pretty in awe of, their empathy and their willingness to trust and try things with the partner. It's been one of the coolest parts of the last 5 years for me and something that I really look forward to continuing. But the question and the need, the idea kind of started to come together after we went to a Dipchilla right after we had moved to the Denver area. And we moved here not knowing that there was a scene here. We kind of had not engaged with any community at all. And that was our first experience. And we ran into a lot of people like us. And a lot of people that were so relieved that this was so much more normal than we had originally grown up feeling.
Yeah. That's one of the predominating experiences that I hear from people who engage the community for the first time is like, oh my gosh, y'all are so much more normal than I expected.
Yeah, and we're not talking about dips all the time, right? We're just kind of having these great normal conversations. And then, oh, we can also talk about this really, you know, intimate part of ourselves if we wanted to. And that's the great part.
And there's always a sense of relief that accompanies it. And I don't know if maybe that's part of what you were feeling is like, oh, this is okay. And they're okay.
Yeah, someone that we met described it as meeting people backwards.
That's good.
You already know everyone in the room's deepest, most guarded secret.
Yeah.
And so from there, we're able to just start picking apart more intimate parts of one another.
Yeah.
In a way that you wouldn't be able to 3 days into knowing someone.
Yep.
No. Yeah, you get really into the meat of it quickly. It's, you know, the number of times that I've, say, been traveling and say, oh, if you're ever in so-and-so, let me know. You have a place to stay. That is incredible, right? I mean, as adults, we oftentimes have problems making friends. You hear that a lot in you know, my vanilla friends. They're like, oh, how do you make friends as an adult? Apparently have a diaper kink. That's the answer.
That's all you got to do. Yeah, it is. It is wild. And I wonder for you, AB Dealing, like you go into this community party. Dipchella is not a tiny event, right? There's a bunch of people there. As a partner of somebody who brought you into the ABDL world, what is that like for you?
Yeah, it was wild. I think, you know, something I'm thinking about as we're talking about this is that there was not a lot of community, or at least community that we knew about where we moved from. And so I think, you know, now that we're talking about it and thinking about it, I think that that probably contributed to the like slower start of kind of me warming up to ABDL, was that there really, you know, other than Instagrams, there weren't really like ways to see what this looks like in the real world. Or, and I don't really judge Instagram as being the real world, and especially in the ABDL sense, right? You know, having a giant crib in your house is not attainable for everybody.
Oh, only if it were.
That's the America that I want.
That's the American dream.
And yeah, so we moved, and he was like, yeah, let's go to this event. And I was like, okay, cool. Let's see what it's like. And it was a lot. It was a lot of people, just a lot of exposure that I hadn't had before. And at the same time, it felt so like warm and inviting too. Like I never felt unsafe. I never felt judged. I never felt unwelcome there. You know, it was, luckily we arrived kind of in the middle of one day, which meant that there were a lot of people that were like hungover coloring or still asleep or making lunch or something. So it was kind of like a chill time to arrive that we could just start talking to people. But, you know, some of the people that we met there are still our closest friends in the community. And I don't know if, Switchy Dips mentioned this, but it was our first community event at all. Like our first community event ever.
That's wild.
In the deep end.
Yeah.
Right into it.
He dove right in the deep end. That's fun. I was just chatting with a couple friends this week who are going to CapCon as their first big event.
Wow.
I was thinking, wow, you are not messing around.
Well, yeah, so I remember the timeline of it was like we were still living in where we moved here from. And we were like, okay, it'll be like a month after we move to Denver. We'll get vetted. And if we can go, we can, like, that'd be nice if it worked out. And then, like, it became the month of, and we were very confident we were going to go for the, you know, day or two that we had originally committed for. And then as soon as we were there, I think maybe a day in, we called our dog sitter to extend an extra day so that we could be there for the full weekend. And it was very enthusiastic yes from both of our sides. And
yeah,
it was fun.
So how do you navigate that? I have such a tendency to want to go back to the ABDL perspective, but coming back to the partner perspective, how do you navigate your needs in a moment like that where you're diving in with both feet? You both are, it sounds like, are having communication. AB Dealing, how do you navigate your own needs in this immersive environment surrounded by a bunch of ABDL stuff?
That's such a good question. And I love that you're asking it, and, you know, pushing yourself to the AB Dealing, the plus one side. but yeah, I think so at that time, a little bit less now, but at that time we were really switching who was wearing. And when we would go into events like this or parties like this, for me, it felt a lot safer to be the one that was wearing, because I got to be cared for and be like asked, I could ask for care in that space. And I had a very defined role. And I didn't need to be like this, like mommy or daddy or whatever. whatever the non-binary, this guardian, you know, this caretaker, right? I didn't need to do this thing that often comes with a lot of like responsibility and like you have to be really assured of what you're doing. It felt a lot safer for me to be the one that was wearing because that gave me a comfort. And then Switchy Dips had the comfort of like being in community. And so he could be like kind of taking care of me more. And if I felt unsure about what I was doing, I could always kind of cling to him and that felt like good and natural. So we did that a lot. And then we also would take some time intentionally, like aside from the rest of the parties or the gatherings going on, and like have some like debrief moments of, okay, how's this feeling? Is this okay? Does it actually feel good if we stay an extra day? Like, oh, that interaction was a little bit weird. Let's talk about it, whatever. And I think that debrief time really helped as well.
And so during this time period where you're, you know, kind of getting your feet wet with the community, did you have any support on your side? You know, for discussing these feelings outside of Switchy Dips?
It was mostly just Switchy Dips. I think I was trying to remember the first friend that we told, but that wouldn't have been until like a year ago. So it was mostly just Switchy Dips. And then occasionally would find somebody in the community that, you know, wasn't a plus one, but kind of understood, you know, was like empathetic enough or wanted to hear more enough to, you know, have space to talk about some of those pieces. But no, it was a lot of internal processing and then some processing with Switchy Dips. Yeah.
So what was the impetus, would you say, that took you from, you know, being that in that place of a lack of support and then seeing the need and then being the one that goes out there and tries to make a difference in creating that space for others?
So I think, honestly, a big part of it was at Dipchella. Like, there were so many really good conversations going on and so many really deep conversations about, here's how I feel about this. I tried to tell a partner and this is what happened. My family found out. Here's where I think this all started. And all these, like, really interesting conversations that were happening. And they were all happening, like, on the fringes of a DJ set when everybody was drinking. And it was like just kind of difficult to have that conversation and feel like I could be really present with somebody when there was like, you know, somebody like running around with only a diaper on and like a DJ and like so many other things happening. And
and
those conversations were still so interesting and they felt so valuable to have because, you know, just like us, when we came to Dipchella, so many people hadn't hung out with other people in the community. And this was their first time really intensely normalizing it. You know, there's like an amount of normalization you can do by following people or listening to amazing podcasts like this. But there's a piece that you can really hit at better, I think, to sit with somebody in person and like eye contact, you know? And so that was all happening and that was all really lovely. And I was like, God, I don't know how to, I want this to happen in a way that feels more like protected and feels more like authentic, like we can actually have those conversations without distraction. And at the same time, I was starting school to get a social work degree. And so I was about to get like very trained in all of this. And so I was like, okay, I'm starting to gain some of these skills, right? And then I see that there's like this need that it would be really cool for folks to be able to talk to their collective experiences together. And so I think that the first idea was just the ABDL only support group. And then once I realized that it was like feasible and, you know, I would have the support of the lovely folks at AB Dealer to, you know, have the space and have the like tech support and stuff like that. And just like the emotional support, they really helped me through a lot of emotional support pieces of it. Then I was like, oh, we can definitely do a plus one support group too. Like that would be incredible too. So they kind of evolved in that way, I'd say.
And you picked the coolest name ever. AB Dealing is brilliant.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That was actually Switchy Dips that came up with that.
I love
Switchy
a pun. Dips.
High five.
Thank you.
Switchy Dips.
portmanteau and puns. I live in that space all the time. So
me too. I was doing dad jokes long before I was a dad, you know? Yeah. So you start this support group for ABDL folk, and then you start a support group for Plus One. And I know that that's a little bit newer. What was your goal, and what kind of space did you set out to create when you said, hey, we're going to go and do something that, as far as I know, nobody's ever done, which is a Plus One group?
Yeah, so they actually started at the same time, but the Plus Ones is just like slower going. So we had a lot of no-shows at the beginning. But they both started December of last year. So we're coming up on a year. A year will be like in a month and a half or something.
Oh, congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you. I'm going to make cupcakes for everybody.
Yeah.
That's extra incentive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they kind of started, I was coming from a social work kind of background. And so it was really important for me that the spaces felt really safe for everybody who was there. So I came up with some group norms that I've used in other peer support groups that I've run before. Just kind of things, you know, take care of your needs, let everybody speak in the room, practice confidentiality, those things. They're a little more cutesy in the way that we talk about it in the space, but that's the general gist of it, just kind of setting a container for it. And wanted to try as best I could to make, you know, what was likely to be a bunch of strangers come in and feel comfortable talking about some really vulnerable things. And some of it we've learned a lot on the way. You know, there's a couple meetings really early on. Some folks talked about some pretty intense stuff, and that's great that they felt comfortable bringing that into the space. And also we put in another norm to maybe add a trigger warning if you're going to be talking about, you know, really intense, violence or things to that nature.
Yeah.
The Plus Ones, mostly the first ground rule was that I really wanted it to be, I wanted the ABDL partner to not be in the room. That was really important. I say kind of like I signed up for the microaggressions, like your ABDL partner did not. And so I want it to be a space where the partner isn't, the Plus One isn't thinking about their ABDL in that moment. They're trying to meet their needs. They're trying to make sure that they can talk about what feels important to them, not having to censor themselves, not having to couch anything that they're saying, not saying like, oh, this sometimes might make me uncomfortable, but instead saying like, this is something I struggle with straight up.
Yeah.
And so that was a big, big norm to start, which is tough because Plus Ones are already uncomfortable not all of them, but a lot of Plus Ones are uncomfortable just coming into the space in general, and they want their partner there to help bring them comfort. And so it's kind of it's a balance to make sure that, you know, I can get a space where they feel like they can talk about what they need to talk about and also a space where they feel comfortable.
Yeah. And I think my partner was hyper vigilant of my needs and, you know, how important this is to my life. And so to have them be able to go to a space where, you know, I'm not present, but they are getting the support that they need, where they can be truly open, that would have been such a great resource. So for Plus Ones who are maybe on the fence about this or a little unsure, I mean, maybe talk us through, like, how does a typical session go, you know, like from start to finish?
Yeah, so it's on a Discord server, which can be found on my Instagram. My Instagram is abdealing, so just that, no spaces, no underscores, no nothing. And there's the link in the bio is to the Discord. So it's on this Discord. There's a voice-only meeting channel. There's also another channel that has the norms and, you know, meeting schedule in it. So you can look at that before the meeting, you know, whenever, to make yourself feel comfortable. Then at the start time, I open up that meeting room, give it about 5 minutes, wait for everybody to trickle in. And then we go around. I do a little bit of talking at the beginning, just explaining what the group is, what the intention is. Sometimes we get folks that aren't Plus Ones that, you know, found themselves there through accident or not reading or whatever. And so I try to make it really clear at the beginning that what the group is, what the purpose of the group is, and allow space for folks to leave if they don't feel like that's the correct space for them to be in at that time. And then I go through the group norms pretty quickly because they're there for everybody to read as well. And then just ask if anybody has questions or norms they want to add. And then we just go around and do a little intro. So whatever name feels comfortable, whatever pronouns, the general geographic area you're calling from, just to get a context. And anything that you might want to talk about during group, anything that's on your mind that feels important or that you'd want advice or assistance on. And then from there, it's a pretty free-form group. We just, you know, I listen to whatever folks have said that they wanted to talk about when they come in, and we just kind of bounce around to those different pieces. I try to prioritize the things that feel a little more urgent, the things that are like, oh, my partner's family is coming into town next week and I need help figuring that out. Okay, maybe we'll talk about that first just to make sure we have time during the meeting to talk about it. But otherwise, it's a pretty free form. We kind of move around, talk about whatever. People come up with new questions during the, you know, that they didn't think of at the beginning. And so we kind of go off on tangents there. The last meeting that we had, we ended up spending a good amount of time talking about like the logistics of changing and like, how do you change your partner? How do I change my partner? Like what ways have we found that make that easier or that our partner likes more or less? And
that's
then,
fabulous. It's great that you're talking about like these emotional, deep things. People can come in and have this safe space to be like, fuck diapers, I'm tired of all of it. And then they can also come in and go, how do I change my partner better? You know, or like, what do you guys do with the powder? I just think it's magnificent that you have a place to do both of those things.
And I will say I was expecting a lot of like fuck diapers coming into the plus ones. I haven't encountered that yet. That's still a, you know, open and safe space for people to process feelings that are more negative or more resistant. But I've been surprised that I actually haven't run into that as of yet.
Yeah. I'm sitting here thinking, and I should ask her, my first partner, who I'm still very close with, is a muggle, a Nilla through and through. and she didn't have this. We didn't have this. There was no support for her that we knew of at the time. And I bet, A of all, she may have really, I guarantee she would have loved it and benefited so much. And if she knew that there was a place she could come in and say those things and say like, oh, I'm just really tired of it. Or I just don't want it to be about this weekend or whatever. I bet that would have meant the world to her. I'll have to ask her next time we have a moment together if that would, but I bet she would tell you that would have meant the world to her.
Yeah, I mean, up until now, the default was at the bottom of some web page that a partner or a family member might have stumbled upon. There would be the, if you found this on a loved one's computer, go to this.
Yeah.
And it was never really helpful. It was far more clinical than anything and just kind of, I don't know. I don't think it painted things in a great light. That was not a good way for people to kind of see the community for the first time. So
yeah,
having an actual like human to go to with questions, and I think is
that's so good. And it's wild because we talk about our need for community all the time. I mean, it's the reason that I started the podcast was to try and build community in a more global sense that wasn't just for people who could meet in person. I talk about that from an ABDL perspective, but my God, of course, people who might identify as plus one, they need community too. And a space that is not where they're not having to be sensitive to the ABDL person in their life's needs as an ABDL person.
Love and brief. It's there are two sides of that, right?
Yeah.
Love implies more than, you know, for in terms of a relationship, more than just yourself. And so, I mean, I think we've done a great job, and yeah, I've benefited immensely from this podcast as an ABDL, but there's the other side of it too. And I think this is the best resource that I've come across so far that addresses specifically the other side of the equation. And I think if our goal is to promote self-love and acceptance, and healthy, you know, love in relationships, then having this other side as part of that equation is important to address. And so when I first heard this idea, I was like, they need to come on this podcast. Oh my goodness.
Yes.
The audience would just benefit immensely.
Yeah. Massive, massive kudos to you, AB Dealing, for creating something that it sounds like the need is just so obvious and long ignored.
I'm feeling like overwhelmed a little bit because this has been such a like brainchild for so long. And I've been so amazed by the small moments that I get to have in these groups and how lovely it feels to have the community, you know, connecting with each other. I kind of feel like, oh gosh, I actually did it, didn't I? Like that's,
yes,
that's pretty cool.
Although now you're going to have to do it a lot more once this podcast comes out. Yeah. I'm hoping that people reach out and take you up on it. Do you have any moments that stick out in your mind, really for either of you? Because I know you've kind of experienced this journey a bit together, but moments where you went, oh, that paid off. This either for you or for somebody that you were helping. And I know you can't share specifics about them or their details, but do you have moments that stick out that was like, oh, this was so worth it?
The very first time that AB Dealing came home after a really successful, or honestly, I think the first successful plus ones where it was just a one-on-one session with someone who lived, you know, about 6 hours from here. But we've since become friends with them. We've hung out with them as a couple. And it's been fantastic to just see their level of comfort just skyrocket from the experience that, you know, AB Dealing had with them. And also just the amount of gratitude on their face when they came home that day. It was so sweet and so real. It was so, so cool.
I love that.
I think something that I didn't realize would impact me so much when I started the Plus One specifically is that, you know, like we talked about earlier, I haven't really had space to talk to other Plus Ones in kind of my journey. And so having these support groups, having the first couple that we actually had folks showing up to, felt really awesome. Like I got to be in the support group too, you know, it's a peer support group. I try really hard to not be like I'm not like the moderator or the leader or anything, you know, I'm just like also part of the support group and just like the space creator, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I get to have this experience too of talking to a plus one, and the person that Switchy Dips is talking about right now, like was so kind to, you know, ask me like, what was your journey? Like, you know, how was that like for you at the beginning? And I realized in that moment, I'd never actually talked about it. And so having a chance to talk about it and connect with somebody like that was great. I'll also say that the ABDL in-person support group has been, I mean, that thing's been going like gangbusters since we started pretty much. We've only had a couple months where there were like two people, but in general, we get like 15 or so and it really starts to pack out that room. And I've had just such sweet conversations with people about the impact that it's had. We've got a spin-off group called Golden Babies, which is, and I say we, I didn't do anything for it. Lovely, lovely members of the group decided to create a spin-off group called Golden Babies, which is for the older ABDLs in the community.
That's and it, so good.
It's what, like a 55 and up?
Something like that. And just warms my heart that, you know, all of those folks that started that group connected by coming to AB Dealing, and it's just so sweet to see that kind of community continue, and I get to, you know, interact with them, you know, when I'm at the store or other places, and that's really sweet too.
Isn't it amazing how when you start something that it fills that need, that builds community, how that
pass it on
then builds community, which builds community. You know what I mean? It's really great that once people start something with love, that that love tends to multiply.
It's a positive feedback loop. It's beautiful.
It is. And then it takes on a life of its own. And then people begin to have their own groups and conversations. And how wonderful is that?
Yeah.
And that's an amazing segue to something that I definitely wanted to try to talk about on this podcast, is that I was going to try to do a talk at CapCon, but I think the talk panel things are closed now. But something I'm really interested in is, like, honestly, other than figuring out what space to do it in, this hasn't been that hard to do, right? It doesn't take me to have a master's degree to do it. It just takes me being willing and being present and being able to hold some space, which is some skills, right? But doesn't need to have a degree behind it. And I really would love to talk at some point to anybody who wants to talk to me about it, about how to start groups like this in the places you are, you know, how to have an ABDL specific in-person group in your city, how to, you know, I have no ownership over this thing, right? I'm like, if there are 10 plus one support groups in 10 different time zones, that's amazing. If we can have enough people that go to that. And so, I'm really like, I don't have any like proprietary anything, right? I am happy to give people the norms that I use. I'm happy to talk them through the things that I do. I have fidget toys for the in-person groups. I suggest that. But, you know, happy to talk about my mindset behind it and lessons learned and all of these things, because it's, you know, if we can have even more of these groups in more places, that would be incredible, because the need is definitely, definitely there.
Like on the same train of thought, I mean, what sort of surprises or lessons have you learned so far? I mean, now that you're almost a year into this journey.
Definitely the kind of pivot that we've done with the plus ones, just kind of learning different pieces about that, about what the needs might look like, what makes folks more comfortable, how can we get folks to show up? I actually at one point had like a concert that I was going to go to. So I tried to move the time of the group, and the communication just, we weren't able to get the word out to enough people. So we've been learning a lot of lessons around scheduling and what happens when scheduling changes. That's part of why I created the ABDLing Instagram, so I could have another way to communicate with folks about how things were changing. And then honestly, like, I've been so surprised with how many people have showed up, especially to the ABDLing group, the in-person ABDL group. The biggest one we had was like 18 people, and there was like one empty seat in the room, and it felt so wild. I mean, they're on a Friday night. It's, you know, it's a wow. time when people are doing, it's Friday night from like 6 to 7:30. So it's like,
yeah,
you know, that's like prime time for people going out and getting drinks or hanging with their friends or doing whatever. And so that's been a really big surprise. You know, I kind of thought, oh, we'll get a couple people and like maybe people won't come consistently, but we've gotten like a lot of people and a lot of people who come back every month. And so that's been a surprise. I didn't know what to expect from it, but I didn't expect this.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like it's growing and growing, and I get it. I get why. And the plus one group, I can imagine, is going to do exactly the same thing. It's going to continue to grow and maybe even do that thing where it spawns other conversations and other groups. And I think your open-handedness with this is really a wonderful thing. It's like, that would make a killer CapCon talk, A of all. It would make a killer episode of Love and Brief. We'll just do your CapCon talk right here. And
great.
And I just want to know how to do it because I think it's so cool. And right now, my partner right now is somebody who also didn't start in the community and came into the community. I want her to hear everything about this. So like what you're doing is really important, and I'm not surprised that it's growing. I think that's wonderful. I did want to clarify though, for folks who may be getting the terms a little confused, I know at first it took me a second to frame, but ABDLer is the store, both virtual and a real place in Denver, Colorado. ABDLing is both the person that we're talking with and the name of the support groups, both the ABDL support group and the plus one support group. Am I getting that right?
Almost. So, yes, ABDLer place and lovely, lovely folks. And that's, that's the space where we have the ABDL support group. ABDLing is my Instagram and what I'm going by here, and also the name of the ABDL specific support group. Mm. And then the plus one support group we just call plus ones. And I'll clarify too that it's really important to me that it's clear that the plus ones doesn't just mean romantic or sexual partners, right? I try to say this wherever I can, but it's for friends, family, and loved ones. So whatever that means to you, if you are in any way a plus one, you have any ABDL in your life that you want to know how to support better. We've had a lot of partners come in. I'd love to see spaces where it feels comfortable to have like friends come in, where it feels comfortable to have family, if family feels safe. That's kind of a catch-all for kind of vanilla folks that know an ABDL and want to support them better.
That is such a great clarification. I'm so glad you brought that, because that really widens the net. I certainly know there are friends that come to mind immediately for me that I'm like, I bet they would really appreciate getting to meet other people who are friends or loved ones of an ABDL person. So thank you for that.
And I'd love to meet them, honestly.
Yeah, very cool. And the best way, it sounds like, is for people to go to your Instagram, ABDLing. Go to your bio, is that right? And look for that plus one group.
Yeah, so that's where you'll find the plus ones Discord link. I also do I post a graphic every month for each of the events. So there's like an updated graphic that has the date and time and everything. So it's also a good way to just get reminded that a group is happening. And I don't check it as frequently as other folks check Instagram, but that is a good way to contact me too. I like to say too, if like your partner, your plus one, is not feeling super comfortable with what the group might look like, you feel free to message me on Instagram. Again, I can't promise like a 1 hour response time, but I will respond and talk about that.
That's perfect. Thank you. And we'll put a link in the show notes as well. Yep. We'll put this information in there. Yeah. And there was one other thing, and I know it's not our topic today, but God, I was intrigued by it. Before we started recording, I was talking with you about all this local stuff you're doing. And you mentioned this idea for like an Airbnb just for people in the community.
ABDLBNB.
Love it. Are you doing it? Is it a thing?
So we have a space that we use for Airbnb already, and we've had this idea of we live in a really cool and unique place with a very large and supportive community, and we know that that's not as accessible to everyone. And for those of you that are planning on going to ABDLer or would like to be here for the first of the month. First Friday of the month support group. We'd love to host you. We'd love to have a place for you where you can freely untape a diaper and not worry about sound traveling through a door or throw trash away and not worry if it's going to be scrutinized.
Yeah. I just picture this amazing weekend where somebody says, I want me and my plus one to go to ABDLer for the first time. And then maybe I could attend the Friday night group. And then maybe my plus one could join the plus one group and stay in a place where we feel like this was made for us. Like it's
so accessible.
So accessible. I love that. It makes me all warm and gooey inside.
Me too.
Yeah. And full disclaimer, we don't have like a nursery or anything, unfortunately. Just a safe space.
Yeah. No, that's great. And for somebody like me, like I don't tend to gravitate as much toward things like the nursery. Like that's perfect. I just want a place where I can go be a person with an ABDL kink and not worry too much about, like you said, the sound or the trash or those kinds of things. Know that I'm in a place that's okay.
Right. And say, you know, if you're traveling with your plus one, you know, maybe they aren't at the point yet where they're comfortable with the full nursery, you know,
yeah.
But they're still there supporting their partner and they have a safe and comfortable space for them too. So I think that's just wonderful.
And I'll say as a plus one or a former plus one, I guess, that like not having to be scared all the time is such a good way to feel comfortable with the kink, you know, not having to do that thing that is necessary a lot of like, okay, we stayed in a motel. Now we need to put all of our diaper trash into a bag and we need to carry that bag and then throw it away at the gas station. Like not having to do that, I feel like, I mean, that would have been a game changer early on for us to really take away some of that kind of shame and stigma that is inherent in a lot of ways because of society being terrible. But but also like, you know, if there can be a space to just be like chill. That was what Dipchella was, was so good. It was just like there's big, like giant trash cans with like diaper trash in it. It's like you wouldn't have to worry about it. It's just like, yep, that's where you put it, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
game is just normalizing this whole thing. Yeah. Right? I mean, I think when you first hear about this, when your partner tells you about this, it's a little overwhelming. It's not the norm, as you said, in society. And so to have things that tend to normalize it, such as, you know, having the space that you are providing the community now, and with the Airbnb and the support group, I mean, those things are going to help with that acceptance of the kink that partners will feel, and ultimately help people, you know, have a more fulfilling time together and a better experience in kink. Mm-hmm. So it's all part of that big equation, and it's great.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's true of, you know, the journey with a partner and the journey with, you know, an individual ABDL is the more that you can normalize this, the more that you can put happy, smiling faces to this thing that you've held such strong shame for so long.
Yep.
That is the path to acceptance.
Yep.
100% agree. Community.
Yep. Yeah. And I'm so grateful that we paused for a moment in this week's podcast and said, what's it like for the partners and how do we support the partners and how do we support the plus ones in their lives? That I hope we come back to this a lot because it's super important. You know, Teddy, I am a bad host. I totally overlooked my favorite question. I got to you, but didn't get to them. Do you want to ask them my favorite question?
Absolutely. So AB dealing. Tell us about your love.
Well, this might be obvious from the conversation that we've had thus far, but my love is just community of all kinds. I love fostering community, not just within ABDL, but outside of ABDL. I love, one of my favorite things is inviting all of my friends from all different areas in my life to a party together and making them make friends with each other, or allowing them, I guess, to make friends with each other. And I just love the richness and fullness that comes from community connection, community care, mutual aid, all of these wonderful things of lifting each other up and holding each other. And, you know, when one person is tripping a little bit, you know, you help them up because, you know, when you trip, they'll help you up.
Oh my gosh. Everything you just said resonated with me so much. I love the same thing. Yes. And I think this resource we've done here today is going to absolutely serve that goal. Switchy Dips, tell us about your love.
I think in general, the thing that I keep coming back to the most is I love silliness. I love not taking things too seriously. I think I've often called just embracing my ABDL side and diapers in general my silly armor. The thing that regardless of what I'm doing, it strips a bit of the seriousness away from whatever situation I'm in, and it reminds me of everything's impermanence and just, I don't know. I think AB dealing hit me with a phrase a long time ago when we first started dating of choose your attitude. You're not in control of so many things in your life, but the one thing that you are in control of is your attitude. And so just choosing to go into life looking for the fun and not as serious aspects is a passion of mine.
That is such a good reminder for me, even today, as I'm thinking about all the things I have to accomplish And I'm sort of like fretting about, there's a Halloween party I need to go to later. I'm fretting about that. And it's like, of all the things to not take seriously, probably a Halloween party would be a good thing to not take that seriously.
It's supposed to be fun, RY.
It's supposed to be fun. I know. So thank you for that reminder. And thank you for the phrase silly armor. That is absolutely my new favorite thing this week. It's so good. It's like this way to take your inner play and your inner playfulness out into the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's really great. It has been such a pleasure having both of you on. And Teddy Bear, you are a killer co-host, which means I'm going to have to invite you back a whole lot. So get used to that.
Do it.
And friends,
if I have to.
Okay. Friends, I cannot wait for your group to grow, your groups to grow. For those listening, just one more time, a reminder, AB Dealing on Instagram. If you want to learn more about these groups and when they happen both in person and via Discord, that's the place to go. If you want to learn more about Love in Brief and the community that has grown around Love in Brief, we have a FetLife group where we not only post and discuss every episode, but we also have folks who just talk to each other. It's kind of its own online group.
It's where a great people, little forum. Yeah.
Yeah. People build community. And Teddy has been instrumental in helping continue to make that grow. So you're welcome on our FetLife group anytime. It's Love in Brief group on FetLife. Also, great place to ask questions that you want addressed on this very podcast. You can also send them to me. I am Resonant Yes on Tumblr, Resonant Yes on Instagram, Resonant Yes on FetLife. That's a good way. If you send it to loveandbrief@gmail.com, it will get there. I just read that. Less frequently.
Could take a while.
It might just take a while because I get a bunch of spam on there. And so I have to go through and cull it. But yeah. Magnificent to be
and
with you. Oh, go ahead.
In the spirit of accessibility, like we've been talking about today, I also wanted to plug the transcriptions for Love and Brief.
Yeah.
And I have had the honor and privilege of being able to work on those for a couple of years now. So if it would be helpful to have a text-based version of the podcasts, transcripts.loveandbrief.com. We are almost caught up. We have a great group of transcribers. If you have interest in joining that group, please let me know. I am Teddy Bear with me on Fet, or Teddy Bear _ with me on Instagram. Love to talk about any of these topics. You know, I love meeting new people. I love making friends. It is a passion of mine. So always open, my DMs are open. And if you have any interest in joining the transcription group and helping us out with the mission of accessibility, please let me know. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, and I have to say, I am so enamored, Teddy, with your work there and with the group of all of our scribes in the transcription group who have put in time and love into making the show more accessible and putting it all up on transcripts at loveandbrief.com. I should mention, like, this is a whole little community that has people chipping in the ways that only a beautiful community can. We have folks who are helping with editing. We have folks like Teddy who are helping with not only transcripts, but producing and finding guests. We have folks like our two guests today, AB Dealing and Switchy Dips, who say, hey, I'm going to raise my hand and spend an hour on a Saturday morning with you in order to come on this podcast and talk about things we care about. As much as I have the privilege of getting to run the podcast, it is absolutely a community effort. So,
like we said earlier, right? It's inspirational. You know, you do something great that's community focused, and people pass it on. And I mean, that is exactly what's happened with me, right? I mean, I listened to this podcast and I got those lessons, and now this is me putting myself out there and supporting this thing that helped me so much. I want to pay it forward.
I love that. And AB Dealing and Switchy Dips, thank you for all that you've created, and thank you for joining us on Love in Brief.
Thank you so much for having us. This has been just such a lovely conversation, and we really appreciate the chance to come on and talk to you, and it's been just really fun, honestly.
Yeah, agreed. This is an incredible way to start a Saturday.
Likewise, I'm going to go not take myself too seriously today. Thanks to you all. It has been wonderful. So this has been another episode of Love in Brief. Love in Brief.